The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Harley Carnes.
Hi there, Chris. How's it going?
Very, very well, and it's going very well for Donald Trump. A new poll has him in front.
A new poll does have him in front, and I also have a little bit of breaking news for you, just out in the last literally few minutes, that he may have chosen Indiana Governor Mike Pence to be his running mate. That comes from CBS News. He's denied having made any decision yet, but that would make a lot of sense, Mike Pence being from the Midwest, also a man of a lot of experience governmentally, and would be a good balance for Trump. The latest Rasmussen report, meanwhile, has, and this is a survey of likely U.S. voters, finds Trump 44%, Clinton 37%.
Oof.
That's his biggest lead so far. It continues this trend downward that Clinton has suffered ever since her email scandal truly went to the to the top with the FBI and so forth, and then the Supreme Court. So, and then the Attorney General's office. So it's not going to done her any good, that's for sure.
Concerned scientists say the U.S. missile defense system may not work.
Yeah, this is a missile defense system over the United States, and it's designed to catch any medium-range missiles, the sort of thing that might come from North Korea over the poles, that sort of thing. And this is the Union of Concerned Scientists, and they're the ones that run the doomsday clock and some other things, so they're going to be pretty critical anyway. But they're saying that they don't think the system, first of all, it's not done. They think it's been a waste of some money because the government has done some tests that they thought were designed to make it look better than it actually is. But I think what you'd hear if you were asking the government about it, they'd say, well, it's not done yet. We're still working on it. And we spent $40 billion. We'll probably spend a lot more in order to get a defensive umbrella over the country that fully works. There isn't any doubt that we can, because we've done it in the battlefield. Can we do it for the whole country is a bigger question.
Okay. And a skydiver is planning the most audacious jump ever.
I would think. He's going to jump from 25,000 feet without a parachute. And he's going to land without a parachute. He's a third-generation skydiver. He's got 18,000 jumps in a career spanning 25 years. He says he's going to use nothing but air currents and the clothes on his back. He's going to do this on July 30th. He plans to land on the ground on what he calls a slide, some sort of plastic slide, like a sliding board.
Oh, come on. Is there a twist to this?
No, there's no twist to it. He hasn't explained exactly how he's going to do it, but anybody can understand what he's going to try to do. These guys in their flying suits, they'll do 110 miles an hour right over the ground. And they're really flying. They're just missing rocky crags, mountaintops, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And scoot down the valley just inches, literally, I mean, certainly just a few feet from the surface or whatever it may be. And then they zoom up in order to pull the chute and land gently to the earth.
I've seen some of the footage of these people. It's quite amazing.
It is truly amazing. And so I've actually thought, because I'm a little crazy, what if you could flip around on your back and slide to a stop if you could get enough. In other words, you'd be making a fast landing like an aircraft.
Yes.
And evidently, that's what he's going to try to do. That's my guessing. He hasn't told us exactly what he's going to do.
Thank you, Harley. It is crazy. Good on you, mate.
Bye-bye.